Jonathan Vilma, we read his comments yesterday about homosexual players in general. Here are his thoughts on this situation.
I don't want people to just naturally assume like, oh, we're all homophobic. That's really not the case. You just have to understand we take showers with the guy. We undress in front of the guy. All these things. So, you know, some people just may be uncomfortable with that.
I just got to ask one question, though, because there are a lot of reporters that are also around naked athletes, and I wonder if there was ever an issue with that.
But they don't shower next to them, but they are naked around them. That's
they're
a good point.
Completely naked
That's
around them.
That's a fair
them.
Point.
As a matter
point.
Of fact, I don't know if you remember over the year, that, this past year, the punter that took a selfie, and Andrew Luck was butt-nude naked, and he didn't realize he was behind him, and he tweeted it out.
Yeah. Ryan Clark, talking about it as well. Here are his thoughts.
This is a discussion that we've had with Coach Tomlin amongst ourselves as players, and we all say the same thing. If he can help us win championship, help us win football games, we definitely welcome him. For us, it'll be a transition period, understanding, you know, how to ingrain him into our system, how to form relationships with him, you know, ways that make him feel comfortable in our building, also ways for us to be comfortable around him.
So there you go. Now, Chris Cluey is a guy who's been very outspoken about his support of the homosexual community, among other things. This guy is he's quite a pot stirrer, this one. Now, the problem with Chris Cluey is he's not a dominant enough punter to be outspoken. If you're the best punter in the league or a top five guy, you could say whatever you want. But if you're a guy who's middling to average, you probably better keep your mouth shut and play ball with the organization and not cause too much of a stir. Chris Cluey, unfortunately, can't get out of his own way, and now he's probably not going to be on another NFL roster.
It will help a little bit in terms of other players speaking out on things they think are important. I don't know that it will help a lot because NFL teams, by and large, are very averse to any sort of attention. Every coach wants to be that team that flies under the radar the entire season.
That's not Chris Cluey. That sounds exactly like Joe Walljasper. Did you insert Joe Walljasper's comments in there? Just kidding. He sounds exactly like him, though, doesn't he? Okay, just me. Moving on.
Twin brother.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so we've got late-night guys also weighing in. Conan O'Brien on the Michael Sam situation and Jimmy Kimmel. I thought Kimmel speaks for a lot of people on this first comment he made.
Some big football news. A highly touted defensive lineman from the University of Missouri, a kid named Michael Sam, he's expected to be drafted by an NFL team in May, came out of the closet. He told the ESPN he's gay. My wife actually got a CNN breaking news alert on her sent to her phone about this. It seemed breaking news. Some guy you never heard of is gay. He will be the first openly gay player to enter the NFL draft. Most experts believe that this revelation is going to drop Sam from the third round of the draft to the fifth or sixth round, even though he was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, because a lot of players say they don't want to play with a gay teammate, which makes sense because, you know, as you know, if you're tackled by a gay person, there's a chance you yourself will become gay. It's like getting bitten by a werewolf or something. Isn't that nuts? Here's the thing. Football is a sport in which men in very tight pants run around piling on top of each other. I think football players should have to come out as straight.
It's a good point. And then from Conan O'Brien, this is pretty good. Pat, you'll appreciate it.
Hey, groundbreaking news in the NFL. A top NFL prospect has announced that he is gay. Yeah. Yeah.
I like you, cheers.
Then someone explained to him that having a crush on Tom Brady doesn't make you gay. Because I'm right there with him.
It makes you American.
Yeah. Can't argue with that. He is a beautiful man. All right.